What's up, family? You are tuned into Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. From KPFA Radio and the Pacifica Network, I'm your host, Kat Brooks.
Joining me now to round out our hour is Dina, who's an organizer with the Palestinian Youth Movement. Good morning, Dina.
Good morning, Kat. How are you?
You had a packed weekend, too.
So did you. Yeah, that's right. You know, we both marked 2 years of genocide in Gaza in Oakland, rallying around a new intangible call to action, arms embargo now.
So, Dina, real quick, I don't got a bunch of time with you, and I'm going to do some calling out of some folks. So for folks that have not been following, talk about the demand to stop shipping weapons parts out of the airport in Oakland. Some people are literally hearing this going, what? What's happening? So start, you know, let the people know what's occurring.
Yeah, absolutely. This weekend we did rally in Oakland. And Oakland, I think a lot of people are understanding the political seriousness of this moment. Oakland is at the heart of our struggle here in the Bay. And we know Oakland Airport is the second most frequently used departure point for shipping F-35 jet parts to Israel. So the Palestinian Youth Movement has uncovered the supply chain up to 280 shipments since the start of the year, multiple days a week, every week. So that's jet parts that are critical to the ability of a jet, F-35 jet, to fly its missions. Everything from the nuts and bolts to the surveillance systems, the cameras, the sensors, what have you. And so this is a pretty big deal. I don't think I need to tell people that Oakland has a progressive history. Our community has spoken loud and clear. Oakland's one of the first cities to pass a ceasefire resolution. And so to see that, you know, the supply chain has been happening under our noses, like our community, our educators, our students, our city officials, it is frankly a shock. And I think, again, people really understand the seriousness of this. And we saw that this weekend, people were rallying around the call for a people's arms embargo, and people were taking it up pretty broadly. And it really makes me energized to see people understand that this is the next phase of our struggle, that we've tried to appeal to people for a ceasefire, for this and that, but this is, I think, the only way we can really tangibly stop the genocide in Gaza and the oppression of all people in the global South.
Dina, one of the things I asked on Saturday in an address was like, all right, I mean, yeah, I was along with you when you all said this was happening. I was like, wait, what? But then I believe I asked you, like, the first time you came on, I was like, okay, who's the target? Who do we, right? And there weren't a bunch of names at that point. So people appointed, elected, otherwise, whatever, them people that think they're the powerful, they could have said a couple of weeks ago that they didn't know this was happening. They can't say that now. I mean, there was a whole action at the airport that was covered on every local news station. You cannot say that you don't know this is happening. Who has stood up and who's still sitting down? Who's the target?
So we are inviting the Port Commission and staff and local officials to work with us. So, you know, we have open hearts. We want to bring everyone into this conversation. We understand that takes time and we want to determine pathways forward. So, you know, I think it's clear to everyone involved. I'm sure city officials are seeing that people in Oakland and the Bay are not happy this is happening. And that I think they understand that we're entitled to making sure that they know that we know this has been uncovered and we will not allow for this killer cargo to be shipped out of our civilian airport. And I think there's still actions that they can take. And so we're, you know, keeping this drumbeat of pressure going because, you know, I think there are a lot of players in the supply chain. But with that being said, that means there's opportunity for actions to be taken by multiple people. And again, that includes our city officials. So we think it's incumbent all these relevant parties, again, to find solutions alongside us. We're inviting them to the conversation, to the table. We want to do it in partnership with them. So that is what we are saying loud and clear. And I think that, you know, it's only a matter of time, I think, that conversation to be started.
And the good news is that there's some progressives sitting on the port these days. So that's, and not in the right sense of the word. So That's some good news. Is there, Dina, is there someone, and I, you know, just like can't stop asking this question, that's fine. Is there someone that could make it stop right now? Is there someone that could like make a call and be like, this is over?
It's hard to say, but like I said, there's so many different levers for, you know, who owns what as part of the supply chain. So I think with that being said, there is just a lot of opportunity to make our influence and our demands known, and for the right people, yeah, to use their influence and to get this out of our city, because we know that if we don't stop it now, it'll only get worse. As I've said, you know, Oakland is the second most frequently used departure point, but the Defense Logistics Agency is actually considering making our locale, shifting the main warehousing and distribution of these F-35 jet parts here from Fort Worth. So, you know, if we have like an imperative to stop this, not just because this is our city, we don't want this here, but because there's a chance that the entire operation could be moved to our locale, and we simply cannot let that happen.
All right, Dina, final thoughts, and where can people go to follow the progress of the campaign and the future calls for action?
Visit armsembargonow.com, sign the petition. If you're in an org, get your org to endorse. Follow our Instagram page for more updates on the campaign, and, you know, join us in the streets. We're in the Oakland streets. We're talking to people. We're canvassing. So join us. You know, we did canvassing last week. We talked to a lot of residents who didn't know this was happening. And, you know, they echoed our frustration and our shock and our hope that the city officials will do something. And so it's only a matter of, I think, you know, talking to our community members, being in community with them, educating them on this, because nobody wants this in our city. And we don't want to be implicated. We have a very storied history of like progressive values here. And so I think we can all get behind this, the whole community.
I do too. All right, Dina, thanks for coming on the show. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
You've been listening to Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. That's it for this episode, family. You can find more information about topics and guests in this episode's show notes. Law and Disorder is produced at KPFA. That's listener-supported radio on the Pacifica Network. The show is produced by Jesse Strauss and hosted by me, Kat Brooks. Our theme music was composed by Steve Raskin of Fort Knox 5. If you like what you heard, please follow us on social media at Law and Dis, that's D-I-S, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to holler at us about something you heard or send us a show idea at lawanddisorder@kpfa.org. You can also find our content live at 8 a.m. weekdays on KPFA. That's 94.1 FM in the Bay Area. Our show and all of KPFA's programs are funded exclusively by you, the listener. And if you're in a position to support us, please donate today at kpfa.org. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. We all we got, fam.